Section 1 of The Hunting of the Snark by Lewis Carroll. Preface. If, and the thing is wildly possible, the charge of writing nonsense were ever brought against the author of this brief but instructive poem, it would be based, I feel convinced, on the line, "Then the bowsprit got mixed with the rudder sometimes." In view of this painful possibility, I will not, as I might, appeal indignantly to my other writings as a proof that I am incapable of such a deed. I will not, as I might, point to the strong moral purpose of this poem itself, to the arithmetical principles so cautiously inculcated in it, or to its noble teachings in natural history. I will take the more prosaic course of simply explaining how it happened. The bellman, who was almost morbidly sensitive about appearances, used to have the bowsprit unshipped once or twice a week to be revarnished, and it more than once happened, when the time came for replacing it, that no one on board could remember which end of the ship it belonged to. They knew it was not of the slightest use to appeal to the bellman about it. He would only refer to his naval code, and read out in pathetic tones admiralty instructions which none of them had ever been able to understand. So it generally ended in its being fastened on anyhow, across the rudder. The helmsman used to stand by with tears in his eyes. He knew it was all wrong, but alas, Rule 42 of the code, "No one shall speak to the man at the helm," had been completed by the bellman himself with the words, "And the man at the helm shall speak to no one." So remonstrance was impossible, and no steering could be done till the next varnishing day. During these bewildering intervals, the ship usually sailed backwards. As this poem is, to some extent, connected with the lay of the Jabberwock, let me take this opportunity of answering a question that has often been asked me. How to pronounce Slithy Toves? The I in Slithy is long, as in writhe, and Toves is pronounced as to rhyme with groves. Again, the first O in borogoves is pronounced like the O in borrow. I have heard people try to give it the sound of the O in worry. Such is human perversity. This also seems a fitting occasion to notice the other hard words in that poem. Humpty Dumpty's theory of two meanings packed into one word like a portmanteau seems to me the right explanation for all. For instance, take the two words, fuming and furious. Make up your mind that you will say both words, but leave it unsettled which you will say first. Now open your mouth and speak. If your thoughts incline ever so little towards fuming, you will say, "Fuming furious." If they turn, by even a hair's breadth, towards furious, you will say, "Furious fuming." But, if you have that rarest of gifts, a perfectly balanced mind, you will say, "Frumious." Supposing that, when Pistol uttered the well-known words, "Under which king, Bizonian, speak or die," Justice Shallow had felt certain that it was either William or Richard, but had not been able to settle which, so that he could not possibly say either name before the other. Can it be doubted that, rather than die, he would have gasped out, "Rilchium"? Fit the First. The Landing.
Just the place for a snark.